This is an extract from the memoirs of someone who went to St. Luke's workhouse when he was a very small child. I went into the workhouse when I was 5, just old enough to be starting school. There were 3 of us brothers, but the other 2 were older and went into another part of the workhouse. Where I was mixed sex, and we were known to everybody as the workhouse brats. We all dressed alike, in Norfolk suits, short trousers, long black stockings and a white collar. And later we went into a stiff collar that went round your neck and near cut your throat. We were under a foster mother, and she had so many children that she had to do for, sometimes she lost her temper with us. Same as you had a limited time to get to and from school. It took 30 minutes to get there, and if we were late, we were caned, or made to do without pudding, that sort of thing, which was very little we did get anyway. It was such things as bread and porridge that we had mainly, sometimes a bit of jam, but not much sugar in tea or cocoa. In fact, very lean times. As I've said, we had to go to school, and as I like animals, horses especially, and they used to be washing the fetlocks of these horses that were doing the carriage work, me and a pal stayed 5 minutes one day to watch them. And when we got home, we both got caned with one of those swish canes, 5 on each hand. We all had to do our share of housework, a bit of dusting, bed making, or polishing the fireside. Black lead then, and the floors were stone, and we had to do them with scouring or ruddle stone. And we had to go to the cemetery and get this stone out of the open graves and carry it back by the bucketful.